Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
They move the doomsday clock up every time there's more saber rattling. And Joe Biden goes to Ukraine. They sign, they sound the air raid sirens just for a war propaganda effort. And so none of this is good. And that's what I think is so sad, is that nobody is calling for peace. I don't see anybody calling for peace except Donald Trump, and I've seen Vladimir Putin at times. So Joel, you can continue on your point, but I would just let me ask you this question. Where is any effort from anywhere in the world to try to have a peaceful resolution to this? I'm really not seeing that anywhere.
Well, there is no peaceful resolution when you have a planned aggression that was planned 20 years ago. I mean, these Russians and long-term, you know, conspiratorial planners. I mean, they planned the phony fall. You know, haven't you heard of Golitsyn's book predicting this, that they were going to escape their own demise? I mean, you've even sold that on Infowars.com, and you haven't read it. It's very, very real.
Well, we don't have a one-train thought here. We have diverse thought here, Joel.
Well, no. Let me explain the bigger picture. Now, remember, and I've documented this for 10 years. I've been writing the World Affairs Brief since the year 2000, and it's all in the briefs about how the globalists have been building Russia and China. They need one more war. We've had two wars so far. First World War tried to get us the League of Nations, the global government, didn't work. World War II got us the UN, but no power, no military power, no regulatory power. So they need one more war to get us into their vaunted New World Order. And it's not going to happen voluntarily. The U.S. is not going to go into the WF and not going to go into, you know, you own nothing and are happy, et cetera. So they need one more war. And that's why they've been building Russia and China for the war. And knowing, you know, that the communists faked their own demise, you know, in Russia, but they let that pass because they want to be able to give aid and trade to Russia. But they had to switch sides before, as the war got close. They had to start attacking Russia and then China later on so that they don't get blamed for having built these two enemies. Now, they had to start attacking Russia earlier because Donald Trump won the election despite their fraudulent elections stuff. And that's why they turned early on Russia, because they wanted to blame Trump for collusion with Russia. And they've continued that ever since. But that means the war is getting close. They have to, you know, attack Russia for what it is. And it really was an aggressor in there. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, Ukraine's a good guy. The people don't deserve to live under that. But that's why they signed PDD 60 many years ago, that our nuclear forces would have to absorb a nuclear first strike and retaliate afterwards. Because that's the way that you get America into a global government, is that you get Russia and China the suitable provocation, I think it would be triggered in North Korea or Taiwan, to nuke United States military forces and then come out of their bunkers and say to American people, now we have to join in a militarized global government to win this war. I don't think, as I've explained, that Ukraine is that turning. The purpose of the Russians is to weaken Russia, to force it to join with China in the attack on the U.S., because Russia doesn't have the conventional forces to do a war by itself against the West. It needs China's massive conventional forces combined with Russia's massive nuclear forces to do this coming World War III attack, and it's not going to happen imminently. It's going to probably come to the latter half of this year because China isn't ready yet.
So what is the correct foreign policy to have on Ukraine? Because to me, it should be hands-off. Stop funding it. Stop sending weapons into it.
No, not at all. Why would you let Russia reconstitute the Soviet Union?
So are you anti-World War III or pro-war with Russia? I'm confused.
I'm saying it's inevitable. that we're going to have war because Russia and China intend, have always intended
well,
to
gee,
attack
that's...
the West.
Okay.
Have always intended to attack the West. I mean, that is primary 101. Anybody who's studied history...
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, that have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great Fission Magnesium product or whether it's Down and Out, our great Sleep Bay that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I believe, or I'd like to believe, we can stop World War III. And I certainly think putting more arms and weapons and funding into Ukraine is not stopping it. But my guest with me for one more segment, Joel, says it's inevitable. So, okay. World War III is inevitable, Joel. So I guess it's time for people to just get to their bunkers or what?
Well, we don't use the B word. You know, that gets tracked by the deep state. But people do need fallout shelters because this war is going to happen. Why is it going to happen? Because Russia wants it, China wants it, and the U.S. globalists want it. They want it because they all want to control their own version of the New World Order. Now, I'll tell you, Russia and China are in temporary alliance, but Russia knows that China's the big threat to it after they take down the West. And that's why they stopped giving military technology to China. They fear China because China's become expert in stealing U.S. technology. They don't need Russia anymore. And they're ahead of Russia in certain regards, especially about the global Navy. Even the U.S. Navy's concerned that China is building us. I mean, China had their own deception of faking the type of capitalism or moderation in order that they did to get aid and trade so they could build up their military, which they never could have done had we not given them World Trade Organization status and open up our borders to trade. And now we're totally dependent on China, and we can't even sanction them without hurting ourselves, unlike Russia. So the globalists have put us in a fix, but there is no way to avoid this war because all three major conspiratorial powers want it, and it's going to happen, but it's not going to happen over Ukraine. And I'll tell you, the globalists know what they're doing in this sense. Now, I've been against globalist intervention all my career. But I knew that the globalists would switch sides and start to attack Russia and China prior to the war so they wouldn't get blamed for it. And they are weakening Russia conventionally so that it makes sure that there isn't a nuclear war until it's a massive strike. They want the strike to take down the entire U.S. military and our missiles so that we have no choice but to join their militarized global government. I mean, I know it may seem fantastic to you, but that's what they've been planning for many, many years.
Doesn't sound fantastic to me at all. I totally understand the concept. I just believe we can stop it. I don't think America has to support this war. And I think when we had Donald Trump in there, things were a little better. And I do think we may disagree on this. I do think Putin is willing to negotiate. I do believe Putin is willing to negotiate or have better relations with the West if he can trust the people he's negotiating with. Well, he doesn't trust Joe Biden. Nobody does. I think he trusted Donald Trump enough not to invade Ukraine because I think Donald Trump was trustworthy enough when he said, I don't want to fund NATO and I don't want NATO expansion, that Putin trusted him enough to say, fine, we won't go further into Ukraine. So I just do believe there's a way to stop this. I'd like to think there's a way to stop this. But again, I mean, if there's not a way to stop it, so the conjecture is pointless here. It's time to just tell people to prepare, right?
Yeah, that's right. But you see, your whole premise is based on denial of the issue of the phony fall of the Soviet Union and the lies and the deception of Putin presenting himself as pro-Western, pro-Christian, pro-sanity of the, and it's just a lie. I mean, if you want me to go through the evidence of the phony fall, because you obviously don't, you know, aren't aware of it, it's very, very real. And if it's a phony fall, that means you cannot trust Russia to say what they're saying publicly, because they're masters of deception.
So Russia's run a gambit for two decades, and the Russian Orthodox Church gaining popularity, and the not embracing the Western perversion of sex in the family, it's all fake?
Yeah, it is. And I'll tell you why. Russia is a corrupt country. Bribery, corruption, divorce, alcoholism are rampant.
Are you talking about the United States? I was talking about Russia.
I'm talking about Russia, and don't be snide with me. What I'm saying is that it is corrupt, and if you haven't lived there or talked to Russians or seen them, you don't know the kind of corruption there. Now, I'm not saying that the U.S. is not corrupt. I am a great critic of what is happening and the idiocy of the United States, but that's the purpose of the goal, was to dumb down our morals and dumb down our judgment, et cetera. But it is the Russians, and that's why they're not promoting homosexuality and transgender. They want some kind of strength in their people for war purposes that they know is coming and are planning of it. And Ukraine is part of that.
Yeah, and China's doing the same thing.
That's right. China is, you know, this military that they're building is not for defensive purposes. If you think that China's going to be our friend, but look, Donald Trump didn't know anything. You know, Donald Trump never got a, you know, doesn't do any research on it. He doesn't know conspiracy. He doesn't know how to choose someone who's not deep state to be in his administration. He doesn't understand the phony fall of the Soviet Union. That's why he thinks Putin can be his friend. But Donald Trump is
well, Trump, you know, Trump made plenty of anti-Putin statements. But, okay, if we're getting to the point of World War III being inevitable, well, then what good does funding Ukraine or arming Ukraine do? Why would we be doing that? We should be girding ourselves for a war.
Now, I've explained it already to you. It weakens Russia conventionally so that they cannot.
But it weakens us. It weakens us, too.
Well, we are using up weapons, but we're building up military weapons capacity, you know, as we speak, and I covered that in last week's World Affairs Brief. And a lot of this stuff is happening, you know, under the table without public acknowledgement. But weapons manufacturing are gearing up all over the West, including in Europe, because they know that they're drawing down on weapons. But they feel, and if you know that, you know, Russia's an inevitable enemy on the thing, it does... it is beneficial to weaken it in terms of its conventional capability. Because remember, that does force Russia to wait upon China before they can strike. They have to wait for China. And that gives us more time to prepare.
Do you agree with Seymour Hersh reporting that it was the Biden administration that blew up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline?
Absolutely, except for the disinformation that Biden was intimately involved in. They don't let Biden know about secret operations. He's too much of a loose cannon. That was disinformation.
Do you think Nuland was directly involved in it?
I don't know. You know, it's very possible. She's a globalist. She's a very evil person. I do believe they use sonoboy technology, but not normal sonoboys. You have to have a specially designed sonoboy that can give out digital messages which, instead of just a frequency to ping off of. So there was some problems with reporting, but yes, I said in the World Affairs Brief months before, this could only have been a U.S. operation because we had the technology to do that remotely.
Now, I agree that Taiwan is the next piece to get moved in the larger geopolitical picture. When do you see the situation in Taiwan and the struggle between the West and China happening there?
Well, China has been planning, in fact, planned to attack Taiwan as early as November of last year. But Biden destabilized that by mistakenly telling the Chinese that we would defend the military. And, you know, the White House corrected Biden. It was like a loose cannon. No, that's not our policy to defend Taiwan. But it destabilized China enough that they delayed. Now we've destabilized it again by putting in 100 to 200 advisors into Taiwan. So now we've got American troops on the line in there, which means that that's a trigger event, potentially. It's not as big a trigger event as North Korea, South Korea, where we have 27,000 troops. We must intervene if North Korea, as a puppet of China, attacks North Korea. But we didn't necessarily have to attack if China attacked Taiwan, but now we may have to, because if we put troops in there, we've got blood on the line, you know, in the game. And so that makes Taiwan a particularly trigger event. So what does that mean? It means that Taiwan will be spared probably a Chinese invasion till later, because China knows that if it's a trigger event for World War III, we don't attack Taiwan until we're ready for World War III. And that won't happen until the latter half of this decade. Even China admits we won't be a first-class military power until 2027.
Well, call me a dreamer, Joel, but I'd like to believe we can stop World War III. But, folks, you might want to get prepared in case we can't. And, Joel, obviously I respect you. It's okay for us to disagree, and it makes for great talk radio. This was a great last hour with you, Joel. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for joining us today.
It was. Thank you very much, Owen.
All right, there goes Joel Skousen. Man, you know that's old-school talk radio right there. That's nice. I like that. Okay, now, as we enter this next break, Chris Skye set to join me on the other side. And ladies and gentlemen, coupon code at InfoWarsStore.com, Save Mushu, is live. 10% off at checkout. This could be very limited, this coupon. 10% off your checkout at InfoWarsStore.com with hashtag Save Mushu, M-U-S-H-U. That's Alex's cat that they want to know the value of. They think he's hiding assets in his cat.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move
Goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hard to turn that off. I see even my guest, he's got his head nod to that. That's just good stuff right there. I don't care where you're from. That's just good stuff. That's just good, clean living right there. All right, Chris Sky is my guest here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Shore filling in. And, well, Chris, I mean, it's funny because the video, the original video that you recorded probably more than 2 years ago now. I mean, it's crazy to think, but I think it was more than 2 years ago now. And it still gets shared online, right? And people are like, oh my gosh, like, oh, how did he know? And they might not even realize how old the video is. But it's incredible just by speaking the truth how prophetic one can turn out to be. But you knew what was going on. You called it from a mile away. And so you've been around the world now also talking about this. Now, there's a bunch of different stuff to talk about. I know you've got some personal news I think you want to talk about with some political stuff that you're involved in. But where does the attitude lie in Canada right now? What is the feeling in Canada? You know, you guys went through a lot. You had the strike. You had the protests. You had the farmers. And you still got Trudeau in there. But what's the attitude of Canadians now, a few years removed from the lockdowns and the protests? Are the moods getting better politically? Is there more hope? What do you think? What's your analysis?
Well, I think there's a big divide right now because even within the freedom movement, there's a lot of people that obviously they've been fighting for 3 years. So they really want to believe that everything's over, that everything's okay. They don't have to wear a mask anymore. Most mandates are gone. They can travel. So even the people within the freedom movement got complacent. And that's what the government wanted. The government wanted everybody to feel like everything was okay. But at the same time, everybody's still suffering from PTSD. And the government's forging ahead full steam with the Agenda 2030. The 15-minute cities, the carbon allowance, the digital ID, the digital currency, universal basic income. It's all coming, and it's all coming right now. And they're doing that on purpose because people are still in that shocked state of mind. And some people are just paralyzed and still can't come to terms with what happened. Some people don't want to believe what's happening. But now there's a majority, and it's growing all around the world, that are finally realizing what we've been trying to tell everybody from day one. COVID, climate change has nothing to do with your health and safety. It's all about power and control, and it's all about controlling you. COVID was to get you used to the idea that you need to be controlled, and now climate change is the way to control you for generations to come. So, in my opinion, we're in a better place than we were, obviously, because we're more free, but at the same time, it's a scary time because it's almost like the calm before the storm because we know, the people in the know that they're not done with us. In fact, that was just the beginning. So when you look at it like that, it becomes almost overwhelming for a lot of people, so they don't want to see it that way. Everybody wants to believe that we're in like this greener pasture and everything's behind us, but that's not the case, and we know that. And it's the same thing with the war going on in Ukraine. They're keeping that. I know you guys want to talk about that too, so I got a lot to say about that if you want to move on to that.
Well, I kind of want to do a compare and contrast here between the United States and Canada before we do get into that, because the vaccines have been kind of a major awakening moment for Americans. And this is people that maybe didn't understand what you explained with
COVID and the lockdowns being used as a mechanism for power and control. It was more of the vaccines that were forced upon them that not only didn't work, but were actually not safe and deadly. And so that's kind of big, been a big contention point here in the United States. That's kind of been been more awakening, I think, than maybe even COVID for a lot of people, because a lot of people that went on with the, hey, this is in the best interest, in the best interest of the community, you know, I understand why, but then they, oh, this vaccine was not safe or effective. I got injected with two of them, and now I'm concerned that I might not wake up tomorrow. That's been a big awakening point here in the United States. Is it a similar phenomenon in Canada?
I believe you're 100% correct on that, and there is a similar effect in Canada. However, in Canada, I believe there's a lot more deniability going on. There's still a lot of people that are clinging to the idea that they still made the right choice, but you won't go see them putting a new vaccine selfie on Facebook or Instagram anytime. So to be honest, in my opinion, the number one adverse reaction to the vaccines all around the world universally is vaccine regret. The vast majority of people who took the vaccine know that they would have been better off without taking it. And they know they took it for the wrong reasons. Oh, I took it to travel. Oh, I took it so I could go here. Oh, I took it so I could work. All those reasons, all those excuses that people took because they thought it was only temporary, they thought they could keep their head down and get out of this. Well, now you've altered your body permanently, and now you've even put yourself in a situation where you're basically a ticking time bomb and you don't know what's going to happen. So I wouldn't want to live with that stress every day. So I know how these people are feeling right now, because if I did something that I regretted every day for the rest of my life, it would weigh on me. So I think that's a very, very powerful weapon that we have, and it's a very good point that you made. And we need to harness that, because that gives us the ability to expand our numbers way past the freedom movement. Before, we were just the fringe minority, the anti-vaxxers, the anti-maskers, the far-right extremists. But now, the same people that trusted the government, trusted the science, and went along with the system, realized that the system was designed to eat them alive, and realized that they were the prey the entire time, and realized that they can't trust the medical establishment, they can't trust the government, but they can't trust the so-called conspiracy theorists. So now, we have an ability to bring massive numbers of people into this movement. And this is truly a worldwide global movement. It transcends borders. It transcends language. It transcends religion. Freedom reigns supreme above all. And when we all want the same thing, freedom, and we're all united by the same thing, love, that's the only two things we need to be victorious 100% of the time.
Well, and you know, I would say, you know, validation is an important thing. And, you know, people want to talk about, well, it's not about being right, or it's not about being vindicated. I would say, you know what it is, actually. I'm a talk show host. I talk for a living. I influence people. I'm supposed to be telling you the truth. Vindication and being proven right is a big deal. It is actually, I would even argue, potentially everything, because I'm somebody that likes to debate. And I like to put my worldview and my ideology up against somebody else's. And if I'm not right, and I'm not vindicated, and I'm not validated, well, then my worldview is worthless. So no, us being vindicated in this sense is everything. And when I see the New York Times coming out with a story this week that says, well, the anti-maskers were right, well, the anti-vaxxers was right, will we learn anything? Well, until you admit that we're right about everything, no, you won't learn anything.
And until they stop, even when they're telling everybody they're right, they're still referring to you in the derogatory term of anti-vaxxer or anti-masker. So they're still literally trying to put a negative spin on what is really simply the truth. Everything you just said is basically getting down to what the truth is, and not the so-called science that they pay for. The truth is irrefutable. The truth is evidence. For instance, how is it that Canada, nation of 38 million, had 75% of us vaccinated? We had the so-called pinnacle of the world global pandemic response. Meanwhile, we had 50,000 COVID deaths. Then you look at a little country like Haiti with Donald Trump.
Hold it right there. We're in a break.
I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects. So you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high quality full spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we got the great Chris Skye with us here, and I normally wouldn't interrupt this guest, but I think, you know, Chris Skye is a lover of life, and so I think he'll actually appreciate this. And so we've got the hashtag Save Mushu going because they want Alex's cat. Now, as part of this fallout from the Sandy Hook litigation, they're questioning him and talking about the value of his cat. And so this is actually his daughter's cat that he got to his daughter. It's her first pet. And so anybody that can relate to having a pet or your kid's first pet knows this tugs at your heartstrings. And so here's Alex's daughter today, sadly learning the news that they may be coming for her cat. And so here it is.
take away my milkshake? Hooray! Hooray! Who's going to stay?
So there you go, folks. Hashtag Save Mushu on Twitter is trending right now. And you can get 10% off at checkout with Save Mushu coupon code at InfoWarsStore.com. So, you guys want to go after and hustle Alex about his cat? Okay, fine. We'll use that as a little momentum to fund what we do here that you hate so much. Coupon code Save Mushu at checkout, 10% off. Now, Chris, you were getting into this at the end of the last segment, how Canada is, you know, Trudeau awarding himself, patting himself on the back. He's the greatest COVID dictator of all time. But you were getting into how, if you look at the data, maybe not so much.
Yes. If you look at real world data, I just compared Haiti to Canada. Haiti is 11.8 million people. Canada is 37 million people. We had 75% of our population vaccinated. We have what they call a first world healthcare system and a first-tier pandemic response. Haiti has one of the worst healthcare systems in the world. They had virtually a 10% vaccination rate for the country. But when you compare the COVID deaths, Canada had 50,000 and Haiti had around 900. So when you do the math, it doesn't really add up. And you can look at an entire continent like Africa, 54 countries, almost 1.5 billion people, and they had the same vaccination rate, 10%. Yet they had less COVID deaths than you guys did in the United States with 330 million. So how does it make sense? Answer, it doesn't. And that's why truth matters. They want you to believe that truth doesn't matter unless they're telling you what they're telling you. And the only thing that matters is their truth. But there's no such thing as your truth, my truth, his truth, that truth. There's always only one truth. And that's why we look at data, not so-called science. We look at data. And all around the world, all we know is the healthiest people in the world are the ones that never took the jabs. And the unhealthiest people in the world are the ones that took the most jabs, 4 and 5. And we also know that there's excess mortality all over the world as of 2021. And the only common denominator in all these countries was not COVID, it was the jab. It's obvious it was the biggest public health crisis in our lifetime. More adverse reactions for that jab than all the others.
Worse than COVID, even.
Yeah, way worse than COVID. That's what, and the fall is just beginning because you're only seeing the early side effects. We don't know what this is going to do to people in 5 years, 10 years.
Well, like, and actually, a doctor came out yesterday. I forget the show he was on. I may have sent the clip to you guys, or I'm going to cover it on the War Room. And they're now starting to kind of get some test results back when it comes to females that have been vaccinated and what goes on in the process of having a child and everything with, you know, the female biology they claim doesn't exist. No, there's a female biology to have a child. And they're discussing the side effects from the vaccine, how it is affecting that. And there's some serious stuff. So like you said, we're still not really into the total fallout of the vaccine side effects. We might kind of be hitting that edge of really knowing where we're going pretty soon. But, you know, I'm sure you may be noticing this too. I know you spend a lot of time in the gym. I spend a lot of time in the gym as well. And what we've seen is athletes seeming to have the worst side effects from this. So many of them dropping dead, football players, basketball players, young players. And I've actually seen a couple of instances at the gym where I go with other regulars who I'll talk to. We'll play basketball or lift weights. And I've had like 6-7 guys talk to me about vaccine side effects. A couple of them are now they can't even work out because they're having heart problems. Have you heard about any of this, even firsthand?
Come on, I my number's public. All I get are people messaging me every day with their vaccine reactions. So I know so many people, young people, younger than me, great shape, myocarditis, pericarditis, blood clots, shortness of breath, seizures, paralysis on certain parts of their body. I've heard it all. I've heard horror stories about families being relocated by vaccine manufacturers after people close to them have been killed. I've heard horror stories of people getting becoming infertile from the vaccine and then being offered so-called clinical trials to try to get their fertility back. Every single possible side effect you can imagine is being manifested as being manifested by these vaccines. Because what it does is it basically manifests every individual's genetic weakness. So if you were going to get cancer when you're 70, now you're going to get it a lot sooner. If you were going to have liver failure, now it's going to happen. you were going to have a heart attack, it might just happen tomorrow. And like you said, you're seeing it in people that are utilizing their athletics more than normal. And we're even seeing it in Hollywood. How many Hollywood actors now can no longer act because they have brain damage of some sort that they pretend like didn't have anything to do with the jabs that they were forced to take? It's ridiculous. Like you said, the vast majority of Americans know, and Americans above anyone else in the world, when they find out someone screwed them over, there's going to be hell to pay. So I'm waiting for phase three of United Noncompliance to kick in, and that's when we can hold these people accountable. And that's why I took the advantage of when John Tory got canned in Toronto, he was our mayor, to throw my hat into the ring for mayor, because I have a massive amount of support.
Let's break that right now. I will introduce this. This is great news. And folks, this is where the rubber meets the road. It's everyday people taking action, getting into the arena, getting into the battlefield. This is what the globalists really hate. And so, Chris, this is just such a great move from you. We salute you. We give you Godspeed. Tell people the news.
So it just so happened it fell in my lap. I was on my way to Toronto for the Worldwide Rally for February 18th. 3 days before I went to Toronto, people started calling me saying, "Are you running for mayor?" I said, "What are you talking about?" They said, "Well, John Tory was forced to resign, and apparently you're trending for mayor of Toronto." So I made a video joking about it, and it got went viral, and I got a crazy amount of support. And everybody and their uncle was trying to tell me to run. And when I got into Toronto, the kicker for me was when I was in the hospital, and this little girl asked me to run. And I just thought about all the times where on video I told people that I would do everything in my power to protect, especially the children, from this globalist agenda that I know is designed to hurt and destroy them. And I saw it firsthand what it did to this little girl who's 15 years old. So at that point, I decided if I can inject myself into a position where I'm directly between the NWO and the people they are trying to hurt, that's where I want to be. I want to be there to fight for the people. I want to be there to protect the people. I believe I've been doing it unofficially for the last 3 years, not even just in Canada, but virtually all around the world. I've put my skin in the game. I've been arrested 25 times. I've faced over 60 charges. I still have no criminal record, by the way, which goes to show you what all these charges are motivated by. And now that I am I'm going to be an official candidate for mayor, as the mayor in Toronto, which is the crown jewel of the World Economic Forum agenda, Toronto and the Greater Toronto Area comprises 10 million people of Canada's 37 million, and they're pushing their agenda hardest there than anywhere else. And as mayor, I can stop things like the 15-minute cities. I can stop things like personal carbon allowance, digital ID. I can remake the relationship between the police and the public that has been destroyed, especially in the last 3 years. I can make the city a safer, happier place for everyone to live. And when we do that and we set that example and we show people that individual rights, individual freedoms still matter, that will reverberate around the rest of Canada. And I'm hoping it'll reverberate south to you guys, and you guys will finally stand up. Because you guys have all the money. You guys have all the guns. You guys have all the power. The largest citizen standing army in the world. And I feel like Canada's been leading the way in this fight.
Well, let's talk about that on the other side, because I think there's two phenomenons that we need to highlight when it comes to this, and that's that now is the time to stand up to tyranny, folks, when it's easy. Now's the time to do it when it's easy. But then also, well, okay, what do I do? Well, just like what Chris said, hey, maybe doing a talk show is not for everybody. Maybe running for office isn't for everybody. But there's something out there. You can become a thorn in the globalist side. You can become a stick in the cogs of the New World Order. We'll talk about that on the other side with Chris Guy.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Up all over, the people are rising up. Our awakening, our moment is only just beginning, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to go through some dark times, no doubt. But on the other side of it, we're going to be stronger, freer, and more prosperous than ever. And we'll put the final nail in the coffin of the New World Order and stop the idea of global government tyranny for generations to come. And Chris, this is the big thing I try to explain. And I think people understand this, but it's hard. We have been prosperous in the West. We have, for the most part, been free in the West, and maybe so free and prosperous we've taken it for granted even. But now is the time to take action. Now is the time to make your voice heard. Now is your time to stand against tyranny and global government, because it's not going to be so easy for long. And you may notice, folks, as Chris said, he's been arrested dozens of times. I've been arrested here as well. So you're starting to enter the fold of, okay, maybe there is a risk to speaking your mind. Maybe there is kind of a risk to going out and protest. But right now, it might be a night in jail. Right now, it might be a slap on the wrist or a fine. Soon, it'll cost you a limb. It'll cost you your life. So now is the time you stand against tyranny, not until you're completely under it, because then it won't be so easy, Chris. I think people are starting to get this, and they're starting to take action.
Agreed. People need to use me as an example, because for me it wasn't just a few nights in jail. I had my license taken away. I haven't been able to drive since May 2021. They even took my gun license and all my legally owned firearms, somebody who's never committed a crime in their life. I'm still banned from flying on the majority of Canadian airlines. I even made a video the other day of me trying to book an online flight, and as soon as my name is put in, it gives you an error. So if you think that they're only planning on doing this kind of thing to me, no. I'm the example, because they're showing you what they plan to do to you if you step out of line. And if we let them do that to me and we let them do that to a few other people, that's going to become the literal new normal. And that's what they want. They want to take away your individual rights and freedoms. They want to remake the power structure to the point where Americans love being independent and Americans love the idea that their government works for them, because that's how it's supposed to be. Under their new world order, under their climate change, their 15-minute city, their carbon allowance, their digital ID, that all changes. You now become dependent on the government. The government is now involved in every single decision in your life, and the government no longer serves you. The government rules you. Oh, that's me getting arrested. That was the first COVID fine ever handed out in Canada, by the way.
Well, I'll tell you what. You certainly take tyranny with a smile, $1 million smile at that.
Well, that's what you got to do, because their whole thing is to try to keep you in a negative state of mind, because everything that's going on has to take you to volunteer. They're not literally forcing you down and putting that vaccine in you or strapping the mask on your face for the vast most part. They're just putting some type of pressure on you, mostly psychologically, to make you comply. And if you go along with it, they're just going to do more. That's what we try to tell people. Everybody thought they could get through COVID because it's only temporary. So just go along with it. Keep your head down and we're going to come out of this eventually. But then they slowly realized that when they complied with step one, it went to step two and then step three. And then all of a sudden they're at step nine and they're in full out tyranny. And that's how tyranny works. It goes one step at a time. And they're using every single trick in the book. And I believe and we do got to talk about the war in Russia, because it is the anniversary. And I believe that's their ace in the hole. And they're using that for a lot of different reasons. First of all, it's their catch-all for the rampant inflation on every single thing associated with cost of living. In reality, they're trying to push ourselves towards a universal basic income and a digital ID. So naturally, they want everything we use every month to get more expensive. So now Russia and the war is the excuse for that. It's also very convenient for them to launder money. And it's also their ace in the hole that when we do rise up, and we do stop all their globalist agenda, because they know that that's the most likely thing to happen, and actually it's inevitable, all they need to do to distract us is ramp up the war in Russia. And Canada is going to be complacent in that. Canada, they're already setting it up, because they already want Chrystia Freeland, who's our deputy prime minister, who's a Ukrainian, to become the next secretary general of NATO. And not only is she a Ukrainian, when she was in school in the Ukraine, she was actually being investigated by the Russian KGB as an intelligence operative. And her grandfather was one of the main editors for the main Nazi publication out of Vienna, Austria at the time. So she's very well connected generationally to tyranny back in the day. And they want to make her the next Secretary General of NATO, if you look that up. And that would put her in a position to try to make Ukraine the next NATO member. And that's all it would take.
Well, this is so key that you're saying this right now, because the current Secretary General, Stoltenberg, I always butcher his name, he's been very hesitant to get involved in this war. The pressure he gets from Biden and Poland is pretty much the only pressure keeping him from even saying some of the stuff against Russia. But if you look at the general approach and body of work in the last year, really, the Secretary General's not been all in the war against Russia, and neither had the majority of NATO countries. This is propaganda coming from Western media.
100%. And that's why they want to replace her with replace him with her, because she's 100% crony for Ukraine, for this whole money laundering and everything else agenda. And if she becomes the head secretary general of Ukraine, you can, or of NATO, you can bet that NATO will request, or Ukraine will request NATO membership. And that's all it would take to really expand that war and create a World War III like situation. And Canada is doing everything they can to stoke the flames of that war while on the sidelines saying that we're trying to help out. In fact, I have personal accounts of soldiers being dispatched Air Force from Canada to Latvia, which is the staging ground to go either into Poland or Ukraine directly. So why are Canadian forces going into Latvia under the guise of training Ukrainian soldiers? But we already know we're giving them money. We already know we're giving them weapons, and now we're giving them soldiers. So we're basically drawing them into this as NATO members, and we're basically setting up the stage to try to make Ukraine a NATO member so they can expand this war with Russia, China, and everyone else. And that's their backup plan. We're not going to go along with their 15-minute city and everything else. They're going to use the war as a distraction. And until then, it's just a very convenient way to launder money, take all the money out of specific countries. To this day, over $100 billion has been given to Ukraine. I'm going to give people a little bit of a lesson here. Ukraine's entire national GDP is around $60 billion. So that's almost 2 years' worth of their gross domestic product given away to them in a year. Their national debt is around $100 billion. So instead of waging this ridiculous war with Russia, if they had come to terms with Russia and the world had given Ukraine this over $100 billion, they could have paid off their entire national deficit to $0 and still had billions and billions of dollars to invest into infrastructure and other projects for the country. Ukraine would become literally like the jewel of Europe, and it would have one of the highest standards of living in the world.
Oh, my gosh. It's so absurd, these people that don't understand the geopolitics like you obviously do. It's so absurd that people don't understand. And part of the process is maybe for selfish reasons, Putin wants to, you know, be able to work with Ukraine and take advantage of their situation geopolitically and the resources they have, no doubt. But also, it's like, if you're Ukraine, it's a no-brainer. What are you going to be the lapdog of Joe Biden for the rest of your life? What are you going to be, the lapdog of the CIA for the rest of your life with a little twink up there, a controlled president running your country? Or do you want to be independent and work with Russia and probably do a lot better for yourself?
And that's exactly what's going on. It's everything that's going on in Ukraine is amazing for Zelensky. He's becoming one of the richest men in the world. But for the average Ukrainian, it's absolutely horrible. And they're exploiting that crisis to actually further their agendas in other countries. Because every country that they're attacking to put their 15-minute city carbon allowance, the digital ID, they're figuring out the weakness of that country, and they're using this war and other things to make that country weaker. This, and not just with the obvious ways like the rising total cost of living across the board, but in places like Ireland, where 750,000 of the 5 million Irish citizens already live abroad, they've caused a refugee crisis where they brought in over 50,000 so-called Ukrainian refugees into Ireland, costing tens of billions of dollars and causing a massive housing crisis in Ireland. And that's just one of the ways they're working to destroy the national identity of Ireland so they can usher in all these new globalist Agenda 2030 things. So this little spark is going on in Ukraine and Russia is imperative to their agenda because it feeds so many of their things. We also know that Ukraine was originally getting bombed by Russia because they had U.S. biolabs, Pentagon biolabs. Of course, the U.S. denied this and said Russia's lying. Then China said it, and they said, oh, well, you can't believe China.
Well, now the U.S. government has admitted it. Victoria Nuland has admitted it, and there's a website that admits there's 46 of them. Now, this is all important stuff with Chris. Chris, do 5 more minutes with me, because I want to talk about the big thing to inspire people on the other side.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.